We are learning Maseches Chulin Daf Samach Amud Aleph. We are beginning on the bottom of Daf Tes Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom end of the line. Omalei Kesel Rav Shuvah Chananya. Another question: the Kesel asks Rav Shuvah Chananya. Beinu the Echsi Lele Kaihu. I want to see your God. I want to see as Kadosh Baruch Hu. Omalei Lemotzes Chazisle. You can't see him. Omalei Ivra Chazinle. I want to see him. You know, you make it happen. You make it happen. Ivra is also in Bari. Says you make it happen. On top of Samach Amud Aleph, also Ukme Lahadi Yemen, he put him facing the sun. But Kufas Tamas, middle of the summer. Amalei Yistakabe, look at the sun. Amalei Lamasina, I can't. Amalei Yemer the Chav Masham Shli the Kamei Kamei Karish Baruch Hu. The sun is one of the Masham Shli, one of the servants that work for Karish Baruch Hu. Amrit you say Lamasina Stukulibe, you can't look at it. Shchina Lekoshke, you think you look at the Shchina? You can't even look at the sun. Another question Kesa asked. I'm like Kesa of Shuvah Chananya. Be'ina da'at sevis lay nahamalai kaichu. I want to prepare a suda for your God. All these questions was because the Kesa thought that Kadosh Baruch Hu was some kind of physical being. Therefore, he asked, I want to see him, he wants to prepare him food. And in yesterday's shir, we learned about that, why is he compared to Ari? He was looking as a physical being. Of course, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not a physical being. But that's what he was looking at. He says, I want to prepare him a meal. Amalei leimotzes, he can't. Am I why? Because nafas chilusah, he has thousands and thousands and millions of his army is huge. You can't feed all those people. Amalei, Ivra, I want to do it anyway. Amalei poik tzavis legida de revisa. Okay, so go prepare it on the banks of the river revisa. The revicha amal, it's a lot of space there. And Rashi explains he wanted him to do it there because right there, there's a lot of wind. It's an open place, a lot of wind there. Torah. For 6 months in the summer, he prepared the meal. After he finished 6 months, wind came, swept the whole entire 6 months of work into the water. So he didn't give up. In the winter, another 6 months, he prepared a meal. Rain came, and drowned everything in the water. So the case said, what is this? These are the sweepers, and there's a luchayah, people who put the water to make the dust settle. These are just some of the workers of Akarish Baruch Hu who you're feeding. That's the case, you know, 12 months of work down the drain for just two type of servants. I can't do any more than that. Only bas case of Shuvah. It says your God is a carpenter. And the Chsiv, it says he makes, with the mayim, he makes a roof. Emile, tell him, Navali Chodom Mr. Rusa. Let him make me a reel. A reel is like a bobbin. It's like a little stick where you wrap around it all the thread. So make me one of these reels. Oma Lachaya. Okay. Boy Rachmele. He davened for her. She should get a reel. The Ingo. She became a Mitzaira. Oysva Basuka. And the minig was in Rome that anyone who was a Mitzaira, they put them in the shuk. The Raimi, the Yavle Misterisa, and they gave her a reel. Daven Nehigi, the Cholim and Agav Raimi. Anyone gets a nega in Rome, so everyone should daven for her. They used to make a simon. The simon was that she unwrapped a reel. Yavle Misterisa, the Cholim and Agav Raimi, Yavle Misterisa, the Yosef Shukav, the Soyse Lule, and they take it apart and put it back together. Kehech Lachsi Inchi, the Boy Rachmila, so people should see and daven for her. One day, Rishu Mechnai was walking by. She was there working with the reel. Amalei, she appeared to Mr. Isa. Is it the real good reel? The other kai that Kadosh Baruch gave you, is it good? Amalei, I'm changing my mind. Tell you God, take it away. My the other, what he gave me. He gives Mishkol Shaka, doesn't take back. And this conversation was that the best case of hell, there was no Hashgacha Pratis. She was masculine because Baruch Hu made the world, but no Hashgacha Pratis. And here he showed how Hashgacha Pratis is. You wanted a reel, okay. You became a nega, you automatically got a reel. And afterwards you want to change your mind, obviously. But the Baruch Hu only gives, doesn't take back. On Rav Yehuda, Ashar is Karsosom Ufarsosom. Has a very big stomach. That's the Karsosom. Ashar has a big stomach. And its process, its hooves are very wide. Rav Reshe is a very big head. Rav Gnuvusa is a very big tail. The opposite is true by a donkey. What's the difference? When it comes to selling a shor, it has to have these simanim. What does that mean? So Ram Shiv explains two mahalchim, or what it means exactly. His second mahalach of the Ram Shiv is that, what does it mean, lemekach amem? He says it means, esh leimam, shim loshen tayirah, shor ben yoyim ikar shor. So maybe when I, even a shor, one day old is called a shor. So maybe when I want to buy a shor, I can give you a one day old shor. Zok to Ram Shiv, no. Since it has to have kersosom, farsosom, a Rav Reish, Rav Gnuvos, it has to be already a grown shor. That's an afkin mekhamemka. He has not a pshat. Also, ayin shom, but that's means mekhamemka. This is what, when you say a shor, that means a big fat shor. A little more about that. I'm Rav Yudah. Shor sheikh of Adam Rishon, Karen Achas Hoysloim Mitzchah. The shor that Adam Rishon was makriv had one Karen on its forehead. Now, what was the shor that Adam Rishon brought as a carbon? So it says in the Gemara, and it's in Medrash also, that Adam Rishon, when it got dark Friday night, he thought that because of his chait that he did on Friday already, that the world is coming to end. There's been no more sun anymore, the world is closing down. It was dark. And the next morning, when it got light again, he was so excited, he saw that the world's running Kim and Hagan, he brought a carbon. He brought a carbon, brought a shor, and it says in the Pasuk, Shenema, Vasitav Lashem, the David HaMelech says, that our kavanah should be good to Hashem, mishar better than mishar par mekaren makrin mafris. So, why is it called a shar par? So, the reason why it's called a shar par is because that it was grown when it was born. It was already a par. A shar is a one day old, but a par already is a few years old. So, it was a shar par. It was big like a par already when it was born. And it says, Makrim Mafras had horns and hooves. So we see, has one Karen, one horn. Makrim Tarti Mashri. Makrim sounds like two horns. And Ram Nachman, Makrankzev, after you. So this Ashar they brought had one horn. Exactly what exactly is that a remez to? So no, the Farshim talk about it. Some say the remez was that a Karen is the. Is a remez to the principle, you know, the Karen Kayem Salam Abba. So, and when he was over the Chait, he somehow was showing maybe it's two Rasuyas, not listening to Hashem. So, that he brought a Shor with one Karen, only one principle, one Karen, one Iker in the world, not the Karas Baruch. Von Rav Yehuda, Shor Jacob Adam Rishon, the Shor that Adam Rishon brought, Karenov Kedamas of Persaisa. When it was born, it had horns before its hooves. Shenemav. The Pasuk says, "Vesita of Hashem mishar par makrin mafris makrin reisha." First the horns, behold the mafris, then the hooves. Now, how's that possible? Very simple. Since the shor that was born in the days of Adam Rishon, the first shor, came out as a complete par already, it came out of a 3-year-old, so it came out of the ground. What comes out first? The horns, and then the hooves. So it was created with the horns first, and then the hooves. And so we say, "Hey, Rav Shmuel Levi, Rav Shmuel Levi, Kol Ma'aseh Reishis Bekam Masam Nevro." It was created already in its right height. B'Daitam Nevro. B'Daitam Nevro means it was asked if it wants to be created, and it agreed. B'Tzavyonim Nevro. It got created in the form that it wanted. What does that mean? Tzapelo. How can before it's born? How could it be asked permission to be born? It wasn't born yet. So it means like the Malach of the. That's some far as saying the malach of the behemoth. Shenema, how do you know that it was born to want? Said in the pasuk, "Lechulus v'am var tochot zvam." Atik tzvam at tzviyinim. Tzviyinim means they were created like they want. Darish when you're by Papa, Yichved Hashem loyel mishpach Hashem masav. The pasuk says Yichved Hashem loyel mishpach Hashem masav. The pasuk says Sarah oil mamru v'shal. Shama karsh baruch hu l'minayim. When this is Sarah oil, the malach hamamunim. Said this pasuk. What was the story? And by Ilanis it says, by when Hashem says that the Ilanis should be created, it says like this: By Yomer Lekim Tatche Oretz Desha Eisav Mizriyah Zera Eitz Peri Oisav Peri Leminoi Asher Zara Bayal Oretz VeYikhein. So when it comes to the tree, it says Eitz Peri Oisav Peri Leminoi. Each tree should have its own min, but by Desha it just says Tatche Oretz Desha Eisav. Just says, just make a blanket of grass. Don't say anything about Lemineu. When they came out, it says, "Vatoytze aretz desha esav mizriyah zera Lemineu." The eight days of pre-lashes are by Lemineu, It says, Limineo, buy the grass as well. So the story is like this. But Shalshama Karas Baruch Limineo, Rilano is. Because Baruch said in the Minele Bilano is Nosu Desham Kavachim Atzmam. The grass meant a Kavachim Atzmam. In return to Karas Baruch Baruvia, first of all, they said like a Sarah. Because Baruch wanted everything to go all mixed up. Why did he say Lashem Mineu Bilanos is be separate? And also it's a Kavachim Va'oid. Kavachayma, ma ilonos ain't dark and lotus barovja. Ma the trees, which even when they grow mixed up, they're still separate because every branch, every tree, it's automatically separate. It can't be so close to each other. Still, Makaris Baruch, when they'll go separately, us, that if we grow together, it'll be mamash a mixture, of course we should do it separately and do mineo. That was a kavachayma. Automatically, every single one went out lemineo. They went out. Which Rashi says means they're all zehir mitzvayisav. Look how special they are. All the ma'isav, yismach shem ma'isav, how careful they are to do your will. If someone grafted two grasses one onto each other, they over this a kalayim or not? On top of our own base. Mao, kimin like sibu limineu. Since don't say the first pasuk limineu in the tzivoy in the commandment lo mechayim. So now mechayim. Duma, kimin the iskma yidayim. Since they made a kavachayim and Hashem was maskim to them. Command like sibu limineu. It's like sibu limineu. Dan bian tekud should be a problem of our kava. So when the shaila, it was the issa grafting by grass. And we're obliged with the shaila. Taisus says that the first mishnah maseches klayim the ain noitim ilon be ilon of a lo yarek be yarek. So. Even by Mizraim, you can't do one another one. So what's going on over here? Well, what's the shaila? You're not allowed to do climb Mizraim to Zraim. Zok, Taitzvah's Terrace is like this. We know in Chutzlars, no Isser Klai Zraim in Chutzlars. Only Klai Kerem or by trees, but there's no Isser Klai Zraim in Chutzlars. But Hakavas Elon is also in Chutzlars. So here, he wants a Taina that Hakavas Zraim, maybe it's like Hakavas Elon, maybe. Because the pasuk says lemineu. That's the question. Because maybe here tzaklai zeram, it's a kavah zilon, and that's the problem, and that's the gemara shaila. Avada in the chutzlar is no klai zeram. In Eretz Yisrael, even of course grass would be a problem because klai zeram. But here shaila that's a kavah zilon. Maybe has the same thing as a kavah zilon because the pasuk says lemineu. There's other pshatim also. The Ramban, other pshatim, and the answer is kasha. Why it's not pasha that zeram that the shaim are called klai.